Now, is there anyone out there who wants to go fast? Anybody?
I want to go fast.
Hey, get him a suit.
In Talladega Nights, when Ricky Bobby wanted to go fast around a NASCAR speedway, he drove a race car that sounded something like this. Sitka High School senior Rihanna Bergman's version of Going Fast sounds a little different. Bergman is showing me her collection of Rubik's Cubes. She has a few.
The move that I'm doing, this is the official cubing term for these moves, is called a sexy move. It's just six of them, and it always returns the puzzle to its solved state.
Moments after Bergman demonstrates the move, she solves the puzzle. That's because Bergman is a speed cuber.
So I solve Rubik's Cubes really fast, an average of about 15 seconds, give or take.
Bergman says she solved her very first puzzle, more than anything, out of spite.
We had an exchange student staying with us from Austria who could solve a Rubik's Cube. And my brother had this Rubik's Cube that he would scramble up and leave all over the house. And then the exchange student would just solve it. And then one day the exchange student left, and my brother just left an unsolved Rubik's Cube on the counter in just plain view, and it bothered me so much that I grabbed it.
So she took the cube to school and convinced a friend to teach her how to solve one side. Then she took it home and watched a tutorial. She solved her first full cube in about an hour. And that's when Bergman realized she wanted to go fast.
My brain was like, you could probably do that in less time and probably without the video. Let's try that again.
So she started carrying the cube with her everywhere she went.
I would go on walks with my mom, or I'd go on like errands around town. I had this little like notepad with these algorithms written down in case I forgot them.
That was 5 years ago. Today, she owns 15 cubes and can solve a variety of types. Bergman is competitive, but with herself. It's all about shaving off seconds to lower her average solve time.
The more advanced you get and the faster you get, usually the more algorithms you learn. So right now, I probably know around 30, 40 algorithms, but I'm planning to learn another 50 to get through this one portion, and that should take me down to about 12 seconds average, hopefully.
Like a race car, cubes have to be maintained, and it's tailored to the cuber's preferences.
There's tons of different speed cubes. The one that I use is called the X-Man Tornado V3. It has adjustable magnets, an adjustable spring system, and a ton of cool stuff like that. Yes, there is speed cube lube. That is a thing that exists. And the one I use is called Martian. It helps my cube go faster. There's different ones that slow the cube down.
At the beginning of April, Bergman traveled to Anchorage for her first ever speed cubing competition. Nearly 80 cubers from Alaska, the lower 48, and even some international cubers competed in several events. Bergman recalls that only three or four of the competitors were women. Speed cubing is a male-dominated sport.
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of stress going into the competition because it was like all these guys. I didn't know anyone. I didn't really want to talk to them. But then, like, I kind of realized these are speed cubers. These are cuber people. So it's not like I'm going up to someone who I don't know and we're not going to have something in common. We're all there because we have something in common.
Bergman found the environment to be very welcoming and supportive. She hoped to make it to the second round of competition in the 3x3 cube division. It's one of the most competitive categories that nearly every cuber entered.
I had a hoodie on, and for all of my events, I had some hand warmers in my pockets. And those hand warmers lasted 12 hours, and I was very proud of them. And before all my solves, I just stuck my hands in my pocket, warmed them up a little bit, and then I solved.
Bergman exceeded her expectations. She made it to the final round of 3x3 and placed 12th overall. She'll keep working on her solves, but she's not sure if she sees professional cubing in her future. But she plans to keep cubing through college and maybe even start a club. And she hopes to encourage people to find joy in the puzzle she's so enthralled with.
The inventor of the puzzle himself was a architect. His name's Erno Rubik. It took him like a couple months to figure out how to solve the puzzle because there's 43 quintillion possible different permutations it can be in. So it's a difficult puzzle, but it's not as scary as it looks.
At the end of the day, for Bergman, it's not just about going fast or solving the puzzle.
If you find something you like, that you enjoy, keep doing it. Even if you don't think you're as good as other people or where you want to be, still do your best and try, because you're probably going to have a fun time either way.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.